Hey, Josh here. Before we jump into today's episode, I'm looking for three people who want to build a lean body. So these are people that want to have a lean physique. They still want to be strong. They still want to have some muscle, but they want to lean out and have that lean. Think of like a beach ready physique. So if you're intrigued in this, go ahead and DM me on Instagram saying lean body to @ColossusFit, ColossusFit. Once again, our Instagram is ColossusFit. Now into the episode. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of the Fit, Healthy, and Most of All Happy podcast. I'm your coach and host, Josh, here with
his co-host and co-coach, KG, and I'm in the house.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed, but sometimes we try and put little Easter eggs in these episodes. You got to make sure you're on high alert because we try to make them a little bit fun. I took a little snippet of the way Kyle said, yeah, and I added it to the start and the end of last Thursday's episode. So you always got to make sure you're tuning in and prepared for these things. But we got an amazing episode planned for you today. I spent a lot of time really just putting together some awesome pieces of research, some experience, some, you know, as a coach, as a person myself, and we're going to give you 6 ways to reduce bloating so you can live leaner, right? You know, obviously bloating is kind of like a huge buzzword right now. So there's a few things I want to say before I jump into it. Okay. So first and foremost, you have to understand when you think of bloating, a lot of the time people think of foods, right? They think they need some juice, some magic juice thing, some probiotic. They need, you know, Greek yogurt for gut health. Like, these things are important. Like, gut health is a very new thing too in the sense of science. Like, it's actually amazing how much your gut microbiome are responsible for. Like, it is pretty intense. And keep in mind though, as great as like eating these foods are, and you should definitely be eating good foods, you can't really go to like one food to solve a huge problem that is potentially bloating. So, you know, you think it's food, but a lot of it is actually behavioral. So we're going to try and split this up between, you know, macronutrients, so foods you can eat, micronutrients, you know, that are going to help aid with this as well, alongside behavioral patterns that can reduce the net bloating in your journey. Because if you look at the main cause of bloating, you know, I'd say it really narrows down to 5 main things. The first being eating too much. It's Thanksgiving, you're going to feel pretty bloated. You know, we've all been there. You have too much turkey. You're like, oh my gosh, let me just lay down and sleep for the next 3 days, right? You know, and obviously we can mimic that in our day to day. If we're going out, we're eating past the point of satiety, we're stuffing ourselves, you're going to get bloated. It is to be expected. So that is something to keep in mind. Next is eating foods you're intolerant to. So if you do have like a lactose intolerant, I can speak from that personally, you're going to get bloated. Some people, you know, are more sensitive to certain things, whether it's carbs or fats, or have gluten, you know, intolerances. And once again, keep in mind though, it's very easy just to blame these things and neglect like the eating too much and the other things we're going to get into. So do keep this in mind and keep an open mind through this episode, because we're going to be jumping into quite a lot. And then the next one, number 3, would be eating too fast. So I'm pretty guilty of this. I can kind of chug my food down. I'm not chewing it enough. And this can actually cause you to eat more, and this can lead to more bloating, right? So this is something to really keep on the top of your mind, right? Because, you know, as you're eating too, you're swallowing air, all these different things, like this can lead to a little bit more gas in your system, which can lead to more bloat in your stomach. So that is something to keep in mind. The next huge one is hormones, right? So obviously clients too, you know, when it's the time of the week for some ladies out there, right? They'll say the scale's not moving, I'm doing everything perfect, what's going on? Hormones just plays such a big role in so many things, and you do just need to be mindful of it, right? Like, it is natural to experience more bloat during that time, you know, especially if you're overly stressed, if your sleep's all out of whack. You know, this is another consideration to have. And then last but not least is inflammatory foods. And I can attest to this one very personally as well, because I had my hernia surgery. So what a hernia is, like what I had, an inguinal hernia, basically it's like a little bit of a rip in the inguinal canal. You know, very often it's just hereditary. So, you know, I kind of had all the predispositions for it. It's very common for people who are tall, Czech, you know, people that are Caucasian, Czech, and then people whose family have a history of it. And, you know, my dad's had 2, my uncle's had 2, my grandfather, I think, has had 3 or something insane. Like, you know, kind of had a rough history with it. But long story short, what happens is in that little bit of a rip, your actual intestines can protrude through and you get like this kind of like lump thing, right? And I was super aware of it, and it was super annoying, right? Because you have this little lump, you could push it, and it's kind of squishy, it's kind of gross. You know, I used to like tell people, listen to this, I push it, and this is kind of weird, right? My brother used to get so mad because I do it, it grossed him out so much. But what that was that inflammation, that intestine pushing out. Your intestines are huge, they could go on for a ridiculous amount of space in a human, it's bonkers, right? So it was very intriguing to me, because I was so hyper aware of the foods I had that were inflammatory that would cause it to pop out more versus when I was eating things that weren't, how it would cause it to come in. So that is something to consider, especially if you do suffer from excessive bloating and you really don't feel like you're looking where you look, where you want to be. These six tips are going to help so much because you can start to address this from so many different angles, and it won't just, you know, reside to you needing to do like some green supplement or something, right? So we're really going to get to the core of it here. This one is going to be a little bit more high level. You know, we try to make it very digestible, but definitely make sure, you know, you're tuned in, you're focused up, because it's just going to be an incredible episode and I'm really excited to jump into it. The last thing I will say, with bloat in particular, our mind is very deceiving, especially I can't remember who told it to me. It was some other really successful physique competitor. Maybe it was one of our posing coaches or something, but they had said, you know, a lot of the time when we feel so bloated, and you know, especially when we're really lean, go look in the mirror and you'll notice, wow, like I actually still have my abs. Especially if you're a really fit individual, it's so easy to get in your head because you're so tuned into your body and how it works and how it calibrates. And even my doctor, one time I went in and I said something felt off, and he's like, man, I wish I had that one thing. I have 100 things like that that feel off. He's like, just because you're so fit, you're so calibrated, when something feels off, you feel wrong. And bloating can be like that too. Like, it's so easy to get in our head, but sometimes, like, as silly as it is, when I feel bloated, I'll go look in the mirror, I'll pull up my shirt, I'll be like, oh, my abs still look good, I still look nice, still feel pretty good. Like, it's actually not that bad. There's times where you are really bloated and you look and you're like, dang, like I am indeed quite bloated. But like I said, it is a buzzword, so don't get too in your head about it. You're eating food, your stomach's filling up. Like, it's not natural to be lean all the time, right? Like, even water in your system, like it changes a lot when you first wake up in the day. I'm sure, you know, if you go to the love handle area, you won't be able to pinch as much if you are a relatively lean individual. You start eating and drinking, you know, even the leanest people are going to have a little bit there. So these are just some things I want to say in advance, because I don't want everyone here going too off the deep end of trying to just be so hyper aware to never be bloated ever again and, you know, do these things and feel it. It can happen. It's part of the process, but you can definitely reduce it. So now we're going to jump into it. Hopefully that was helpful. Anything you want to add?
No, dude, I'm ready. You know, Josh is definitely really, really experienced with this stuff, so I'm super excited to see what he has to say. And yeah, just let's get into it and offer some value for these incredible people.
110%. And that's why I'm really excited to kick it off with number one, which is just eating non-inflammatory food. So I did mention this earlier. So obviously anti-inflammatory foods can reduce bloating, right, by decreasing the actual inflammation in your digestive system, which can be really good. So common things that are going to bloat a lot of people are, you know, having like excessive sugars, you know, a lot of processed grains, you know, some really dense meats, and especially alcohol. But what I want you to keep in mind is, it's not to say you should never eat these things. It's just you might experience more of it there. And even as I mentioned, you know, with my hernia, I really noticed too, things like sparkling water, you wouldn't really think of it, bloats you quite a lot. Like carbonation, right? Like carbonation could produce gas, which can cause more of that bloating. And I became aware of it. Even, you know, there's some, you know, things like gum and different things. It's kind of crazy. And it's such a small level that I would say most people, you don't really need to be concerned about this. Have 80-20, eat those great foods. But I think you can analyze in your diet, especially if you are having excessive amounts of, you know, processed foods. You know, you do want at the end of the day for food to be fuel. And that's why we truly believe in the 80-20 rule, where you're eating 80% really good, hearty foods, you know, foods that you would say, this is good food, this is quality food I'm putting in my system, then have some fun things. There's nothing wrong with having something processed here and there, having some sugars, having a piece of chocolate, but it shouldn't be the bulk of your diet. So instead, you know, you want to eat a lot of these anti-inflammatory foods as the bulk of your diet, right? And you're going to see the most benefit. So leafy vegetables, you know, things like celeries. I actually really like beets myself, so I put that down. I love broccoli. You know, I love, and keep in mind though, too much of one thing can also do the opposite effect. So something like broccoli as well, but that's where it gets so funky, right? But even blueberries and things like nuts and legumes, pumpkin seeds are phenomenal as well. Like, just things, you know, that are really good quality whole foods. And, you know, a lot of time people say, how do you define healthy food? And I think that is very hard to do, because you could say something that's not processed and that's natural, but, you know, you could go a million different ways with this. But instead, I think we can all quite honestly say we know whether something's good for us or not. And one of my favorite things too, I heard in a podcast from a non-fitness person, but I think it was How to Get and Stay Motivated by Grant Cardone, but he said, listen, you don't need like a dictionary or textbook to tell you what's healthy. You know, if you eat something and it makes you feel like crap, it's probably not good for you. And I'm like, man, you know, good point, right? So do just keep that on the top of your mind, right? And understanding, you know, different food types and different micronutrients are going to go a long way as well with this. And that's going to pull me into number two. So this is where it gets a little bit more high level. So bear with me, but this is going to be very informative. So even for me with my coaching program, I usually will really tune tune in on protein and calories for most individuals. I'd say that is the macro most people need to put a lot of their attention into energy and their energy in towards, because those are the two that will really make a big difference maker. And when you regulate those, you can get into some deeper things. But the sneaky one that I kind of like to throw in there, and it is technically a micro, is fiber, right? So fiber is a very powerful micronutrient that helps actually with satiety, and it helps with digestion. So obviously, if you're backed up, you know, you're constipated, you're going to be very bloated, right? So you want to regulate fiber in your diet. And it's amazing to me how little people actually have of fiber in their diet, right? So you actually want to be really aware of this. And this is something we go out of our way to regulate for our clients, because this is just something that's so easy to overlook. And you can think you're eating healthy, but you can be way low here, right? So Kyle has some of his favorite foods for fiber that he's going to recommend.
Yeah, there's honestly so many different ones. And, you know, before I jump into this, like, you do not need a supplement. I think that's where people go wrong, even just, you know, in the past, where some people say, hey, I want to add in a supplement. I'm like, okay, well, let's look at the core of our diet, and we've got to fix this problem, because you really shouldn't need it, in my personal opinion. Protein's a different story, taking a scoop, I get it. But fiber, no, we've got to, you know, start to have some more veggies. So honestly, when you think veggies, like, you know, even spinach for 1 cup is 7 calories, 1 gram of fiber. Yes, you know, of course, that is low in terms of fiber, but you have a bunch of that, you're laughing, you're good to go there. You know, beans, kale, broccoli, you know, raspberries, you know, there's even a lot of cool things. Like lately, I've actually been having some Fiber One cereal for 1 cup. Yes, it's 260 calories, but it's 13 grams of fiber. Even All Brand Buds, you know, if you're someone who has Greek yogurt, you toss in a third of a cup, it's about 13 grams of fiber. You know, carrots, blueberries, avocado is incredible. It's 10 grams of fiber for one avocado, which is amazing. So once again, going back to that like healthy route, a lot of these things, like, you know, are really, really awesome. You know, chickpeas, chia seeds. So yeah, there's just a bunch of different recommendations. Once again, there are going to be some notes, so make sure you do look at the notes afterwards. You can go there, but also try to take notes as well, because these are things that you definitely need to start to incorporate, and it's going to help you a ton.
Trouble sleeping? If so, you're not alone. I'm Ashley Lambert, host of the Fairy Sleepy podcast, where you fall asleep fast to short stories and meditations and Delta Wave music. You might not even make it through the entire episode before you drift off to sleep. Very sleepy. Fall asleep fast. Good night.
Yeah, this is a big one, right? So really narrow in on that macro first, you know, really get that calories going, get the protein. But fiber is something that should always just be aware. And even myself, like, fiber, in my opinion, is such a great indication whether someone is eating a well-balanced and healthy diet, right? Like, it's really easy just to go, it fits your macros. You know, I'm having Pop-Tarts for breakfast with 2 scoops of protein, and lunch I'm eating a ton of chocolate, and then I'm going to have another 2 scoops of protein. Then I'm going to have Greek yogurt with Nutella sprinkled in, and I hit my macros perfectly, and then I'll drink half a liter of milk. You know, it's like, ooh, you know, but do you really want that? Like, food is fuel, right? And that's why this is a little bit higher level. Like, you know, we're getting into the bulk of your diet. And, you know, I do want to say I like spending time on this, because this is great. And if you lock in a lot of things, this is super important. These are things I'm aware of, but I don't want people just to jump into this and really focus on, oh, well, if I eat more avocados, it'll be okay. Like, you need to actually understand, you know, make sure you're eating the right amount of calories for you. You're understanding nutrition. You're doing those big things. Like, just eating healthier in general is going to reduce bloating. I could surmise the entire episode to just eat better, live better, and take care of yourself. So we are getting into the nitty gritty here, but make sure you're doing that before you get too obsessed with these things. So that is one thing I also just want to say, because me and Kyle are really, really, really passionate about that, right? Like, we like focusing on the big things, and we love getting into the nitty gritty like this, but I do want everyone to be aware of that. But anyways, past that are prebiotics and probiotics, right? So these are really good for the bacteria in your gut, as we mentioned earlier, and this is going to help aid digestion. So if you think way back to when you're a kid, I mean, at least me, there was always that commercial with those little yogurt smoothies with the girl with the tight abs, and they're like, it's good for your gut health, yogurt, right? So, you know, Greek yogurt is one of my favorite things. You know, just in general, yogurt is awesome. And Greek yogurt, you know, you're getting at extra protein as well. So it's like kind of a double whammy. I've recently refound my love for bananas. Like, it's just such an easy snack. It feels so good. It's a phenomenal source of potassium, which we're going to get into a little bit. Even things like onions, raw garlic, asparagus, dark chocolate, sauerkraut, kombucha, all these things go a long way. And kombucha is actually one of my favorite things. And one thing I advise too to a lot of people, like, if you're someone who needs wine every night and you want to like kind of curb that you know, just that natural craving. It's something you don't necessarily want to have because, you know, it's impactful to your sleep or whatever it is. I recommend a lot of those people replace it with kombucha or a sparkling water. It just, it's that same kind of, you can't chug it, you can sip it, you can enjoy it, but it's kind of tangy, right? And it feels pretty good. And I know kombucha is like so weird to people because it's just like, what the heck is this? Like, it's fermented tea. Like, this is so odd, but it's something I've really come to like. Yes, it's a little bit expensive, but you know, it feels phenomenal. It's great for digestion. Once again, it's great for your actual gut by gut bacteria. So, you know, that is something you do definitely want to be aware of. And this can just be a little bit of things you can work into your diet. And these are all things I confidently have in my diet and I feel amazing because of. And then next to our diuretic foods, right? Obviously, this is going to help your body, you know, increase urine production, flush everything out. So examples are celery, oats, ginger, cranberry juice, eggplant, tomatoes. These are just a few. So, you know, that is something you can be mindful of. This can go a long way as well. And then magnesium is another huge one I just wanted to quickly touch on, right? So this is actually going to relieve bloating by, you know, kind of battling constipation or indigestion through neutralizing stomach acid. So long story short, it's just going to help with that. And it's going to help relax the muscle in the walls of the intestine. So very often you might say, oh my gosh, you know, magnesium, how do I do all this? But magnesium is found in a lot of great things, and mostly leafy greens will have a ton of it. Spinach is one of the best things for this. So, you know, there's, look at Papa. He's huge. He's having spinach now. But for real, like if you can work in more spinach, you know, once again, banana, once again, as I mentioned, is another wonderful thing. Almonds, avocado, black beans, and black beans are another source of fiber. You can see how there's the reason superfood gets thrown around so much, because they'll check a lot of boxes and they're really good for you. And these are all things that, you know, your McDonald's burger isn't really providing. And that's why, like, if you aim to have a healthier diet and you, you know, work these things in, you're going to realize the benefits of them. You don't need to be sitting there, you know, making sure you're hitting your magnesium goal every day. But it doesn't hurt to just say, am I getting enough sources of these foods in my diet? And then the last one too is just potassium. So potassium actually has a big even indication towards energy. And you know, it's amazing. I've spent time looking at my personal diet and how I do with all these micronutrients. And once again, I've been doing this so long. I love just helping clients get every advantage possible. I like analyzing all these different things. And I was amazed at how little potassium I was having and how little potassium most people have, right? And what's amazing about potassium is energy, and it also helps the kidneys get rid of excess sodium, which will also reduce bloating. So when you think of potassium, you think bananas, and it is a great source. But if you look at your actual like daily recommended source of potassium, so daily amount of potassium, it's been a while since I've searched this, but you're actually, like, most individuals are recommended about 4,700 milligrams. And then if you look at potassium in a banana, right, because most people say, oh, I have a banana here and there, right, it's pretty interesting, there's only 358 milligrams. So if you have MyFitnessPal, sometimes it is fun to look at your micronutrients, and it can be like, dang, right? So that's where it is really cool. And people are very potassium deficient. You know, I've ramped it up and I swear my energy felt phenomenal. You know, it's interesting when you look at these things. But like I said, get the big macro down first. But all these things are also going to further help you with bloating. But if I had to surmise this entire section, because your head's probably spinning, you know, first and foremost, let me help you with it. I would love to do that. As I mentioned at the start, you know, before this, we do have that lean body promotion going on for three people. If this is overwhelming and you don't want to spend, you know, 100 hours researching how to optimize your fitness, your nutrition, as well as the accountability and the mechanisms and the things you need, sign up with me and Kyle. We've done the legwork. We make it easy. We take all the headache out of it, just so you can go from good to great, see your best results, and feel your best. You know, when we're lean, we're feeling good, we're energized. It's just such a level up, such an unfair advantage, you know, especially when you've felt sluggish, not yourself, and you can feel yourself going in the wrong direction. So if you feel challenged today and you are ready to level up and you want one of those three spots, they will go quick. Reach out to us on Colossus Fit on Instagram. So at @ColossusFit. But I'm sure you could tell I was pretty passionate with those first two. So let's pass it off to Colin and let me drink some coffee.
Yeah. And before, just please make sure to, you know, post this to your story, share this with someone. The more that you share it around, the more we can help everybody else just get the results they deserve and just feel their best and perform their best. So that's really all we would love. Like, it just would mean the world to us. Share it on Instagram. Make sure to tag us so we can see it and we can thank you as well. And that would mean the world to us. So yeah, jumping into number three, and you know, it's just going to be simply learning your proper calorie intake, the calorie intake that's best for you. And that's kind of like, you know, past everything that Josh said, because every single tip, every food, like all these veggies, like everything you mentioned is so phenomenal. But I do believe that
past that, there is just a sweet spot for you. You know, of course, we can talk about fat loss. Yes, you got to be in a calorie deficit. Muscle gain, we've got to be in a slight surplus and everything. But in terms of just kind of figuring out this whole bloating side of things and making sure that you're just feeling your best, like, there's nothing better than just feeling like lean all day. You know, like, you guys ever have those feelings where you just feel lethargic, where you just feel like all day is just like, oh my gosh. And, you know, yes, of course, maybe if you look in the mirror, you're like, oh, I still look like, you know, pretty lean and everything, but just that feeling where you're just like heavy, like just not feeling great. So long story short, I do believe there's just a right amount for us to be consuming, and that's going to vary. It's kind of like how I do believe there's a right body fat for, not body fat, but like a right weight for us to kind of just feel our best, to perform our best. You know, when I used to have 4,000 to 5,000 calories when I was trying to put on some size, man, I was bloated all day. I felt like crap. I was consuming all these just horrible things. Like, you know, just definitely wouldn't recommend it. Yes, I did it for an experiment, but you know, for me, even like right now, I'm moving so much, but I don't want to have more than, you know, I'm having at this current point. Yes, I'm losing a little bit of weight and everything. I'm trying to do a lot of activity, but there's a sweet spot. So just learn that sweet spot for you. Do a lot of trial and error. That's going to kind of bring us into the next thing, which we'll talk about, but definitely learning your proper calorie intake and experimenting with it is going to go such a long way.
Yeah, and there's a reason I've said this a lot, and I really just want to stress on it. Like, one of my pet peeves people always say is, like, when people, you know, neglect the macro for the micro. Like, I get this is more fun, it's actionable, it's cool to get hyped up and run to the grocery store, buy a ton of spinach and bananas and yogurt and say I'm on it, you know, and it just neglect, you know, your overall calories or having control on the weekend or limiting alcohol content and getting sleep and doing all these other things. But like, really, please listen to us. There's a reason we're saying this and we're repeating it so much. And that's what's so important for us with this podcast, right? Like, I'm sure we'd be way bigger. We'd have way more, you know, hits and all these things if we just said the controversial thing and tried to, you know, make it easy and just, you know, a lot of people kind of will do these different things, but that's not who we are. And we really want to say what works, and we want to tell people what they need to hear, not just what you want to hear, right? So if you know, I appreciate everyone listening to this. We've really tried to make sure it's really informative, and sometimes it is hard, right, having the self-reflection, be like, oh, you're right, I do need to just be aware of this. I need to start tracking, using my Fitness Pal, having awareness of what I'm eating, analyzing what I'm eating, you know, controlling what I bring home, and like, you know, controlling myself on the weekends. Like, it is just good to have that mindset. So, you know, y'all are awesome. Thank you for always tuning in. And now let's jump into the next one. I'm not ending the episode, don't worry. I know it sounded like I was, but I just wanted to make a point there. And that is the elimination diet. So I was speaking to this before. So for instance, for me, I'm lactose. If you think you're lactose, try no milk for a week. See if you feel better, worse, or the same. If you feel the same, you're probably okay to keep having milk. If you feel better, maybe you shouldn't have it. And if you feel worse, definitely put it back in. It's pretty convenient. What I will say, what you need to be careful with, is you can't just do this if you've been eating like garbage and then you just start like eliminating something and eating healthier. You're going to have an effect where you feel better from eating healthier naturally, right? And you can't just attribute it to that other thing. So first, make sure you're eating a little bit better, then start playing with things. If you think you have a gluten intolerance, try a week with no gluten, see how you feel. Like, it's really good to kind of have this self-understanding and to experiment with what foods you feel the best. Everyone's so different. Like, some people will be like, when I have pasta, I just feel lethargic, I feel horrible, I feel bloated, I feel like garbage. Some people are like, I feel amazing, I can feel, you know, the carbs, the glycogen coursing through my veins, I feel the energy, I have better work. Like, everyone's so different, and that's why too, like, we really believe, like, we work off of macros. We still have, like, you know, recipe guides, we have suggested foods, we have all these different things should you want, but everyone's so different. We all come from different backgrounds and ethnicities, and we all appreciate different foods and have likes and dislikes. And that's why you need to spend some time in your own diet kind of playing with what you have, what you don't have, changing breakfast, changing lunch, having more vegetables, less vegetables. And what I will say too is you have to be patient with your body, because if you go from eating like really processed, really kind of junk food and eating a ton of vegetables, you probably feel worse. Like, fiber is intense too, and it can be a lot in your system, and it's harder for your body. You know, it's good quality food. It takes a second to kind of settle into that. But I always say what you have more of is what you crave. If you have more sugar and more junk, you crave more sugar and junk. If you're eating healthy, good food and you feel the effect of the energy and the nourishment, you're just going to crave more of that, and it's easier to resist that junk. So that's something I just also wanted to, you know, pay mind to.
Absolutely. Very, very well said. And, you know, just I'm going to jump into the next tip here, which is just simply consuming less calories, right? You know, I kind of touch on this with like learning your proper calorie intake, but, you know, especially if you are overweight and, you know, even just kind of like jumping into it, having smaller meals will go such a long way. And, you know, even like, I'm sure every single person here has experienced just eating till full satiation, to 100% of just like kind of that full satisfied, you know, just like, or I guess not even satisfied, but just like full, right? Because that's obviously different. Feeling satisfied is one thing, but then full is another thing. But just having a full on meal, just to the point where you're just like, oh my gosh. So I do recommend like trying some smaller meals. You know, recently we talked about the proper number of meals for, you know, just fat loss and everything, but that's obviously going to be a little bit different as well. Like, yes, it's all about calories in, calories out for situations like that, but just for someone who wants to break it up, you know, it'll be a different feeling having 1,000 calories just in one sitting versus, you know, breaking it up to, you know, 300 calorie intervals within the day, especially if you do find that you just get super stuffed, super bloated. You know, a couple different tips to help with like just consuming smaller meals and essentially less calories would be, you know, just once again, eating slower, chewing more, you know, using smaller plates, pre-logging, so that way you have everything already dialed in and just that's all you can kind of have instead of going backwards. And then even just doing it undistracted, where a lot of times people, they don't even realize like you're sitting in front of the TV with a TV show and then boom, you're like, holy, I don't even realize. And then you're just like, oh my gosh, you stand up and you're like, what just happened, right? You don't even realize. And then one other thing I was just going to mention is like also realizing like just, I know Josh was talking about the elimination diet, but like there are specific things like I know for a fact when I do have a sparkling water, when I have a Diet Coke or anything that is carbonated, I know he mentioned this already, but like I feel full, I feel bloated. But for me personally, like having that little afternoon, you know, I guess you could say snack or drink in a way, it you know, saves me calories. I have end up having zero calories. Yes, I feel a little bloated for about half an hour, or like whatever it is, you know, but at the end of the day, for me personally, I'm like, yeah, that's totally fine. You know, I didn't have any food, you know, not that food's a bad thing, but instead of just kind of having junk food, I'm like, this is my little, you know, guilty pleasure as well. So just kind of knowing that definitely there will be those times where you feel a little bit like, ah, you know, a tiny bit bloated, but it's going to also go away. Even just like, it's not something that's like going to stay there for like the next few days, is a really powerful realization to realize, hey, it's not necessarily a bad thing, these little specific things that I have. And it's actually helping me keep my calories down, which is pretty cool. So I just wanted to share that with you as well.
Yeah. And these things won't kill you, but you do have to analyze. Like if you really don't want to be bloated, you know, you are, like I can speak from experience, better to cut it off. Because even me, like I was pretty into like Diet Coke at the time, and I liked having gum. Whenever I get in my car, I'd have gum. And like, it's just amazing to me, like when I started reading into it. So essentially like the sugar alcohols and gum, as well as swallowing air while chewing, is what will cause that bloating and some gas pain. And it's crazy because you think it's just gum. It makes no sense. But like, that's why it was so intriguing. And that's why too, I always say, like, even a bad situation, you can learn so much. Like from that hernia, it was really amazing to see what would bloat me and how much. And I realized I was kind of crutching on these things where I needed it every day. And I really try to avoid something where I need it every day. And I noticed I lived leaner and looked a little bit better because of it. Saying so, Kyle, like, you know, he likes it, he has it, he's fine, he feels good with it. That's where everyone's so different. If you're hypersensitive to bloating, you need to analyze, you might need to make a few sacrifices if you want to inhibit that. And some of you might feel totally fine. There might be things that don't bug you at all. And that's where you really just need to play with this, right? And that's why there's no definitive just do this, but you can see how far this goes. And even for most people too, you know, I'm getting ahead one, I guess we'll switch these two, and that's to have more water, right? Even just the same, you know, just replacing a lot of the need for soda or alcohol or a juice with water is like one of the easiest fitness tips. Most people, especially teenagers, I tell them just like stop drinking juice, drink water, you know, stop pop, drink water. Like it's one of the easiest things you can do, and you see such a radical change in your physique. It's just kind of empty calories, right? And if you can make that sub, water flushes out the body, hydrates you. Think about it. Your body is mainly water. Even first thing in the morning, you know, instead of just going right into like eggs and toast and bacon, you know, have a nice big glass of water as soon as you wake up. Give your body something to kind of flush it out, to wake you, to make you feel good. Makes such a difference. You know, even just the same before a meal, if you drink a glass of water, you know, you can really allow you to not, you know, mistake hunger and thirst. And that can indeed go such a long way. So that is something, you know, we really do want to mention. Oh, actually, that was the last one, so that worked out exactly perfect. But this was a big episode, and once again, we got excited. Of course, there's like a million other little things you could do, like obviously warm bath. Like people know all these different things, and you know, you can do all these things like massage and you know, going on walks and doing different stretches. All these things will help, but these are, I think, what will address the root of the problem, and that will help you live. Like, that's why I entitled this for a specific reason, to live leaner. If you want to walk around leaner, you can see how these changes will pay off, how these dietary changes of incorporating more of these power foods, if you will, of limiting some of the things that can actually promote more bloating. So, you know, that is something we really do want to touch on. Then I guess the last little bonus with is those big, massive, you know, just like crazy war days, I guess, where you go out and you overeat, overdrink, like those are going to do a lot of damage there too. So you do need to be aware of that, right? Like I said, if you're doing this Monday through Friday and you're just cranking on the weekend, you're kind of putting yourself in the cycle of pain. So it is good to start to kind of learn these tools. These are all things we teach within our coaching program, because our goal, you know, the initial accelerator for a coaching program is 90 days, because that is a great time to see an amazing transformation. But my goal isn't just to teach you how to be successful in those 90 days, but it's to actually rewrite your entire thinking towards your journey to see results for the rest of your life, to understand how this works, to understand how food affects you. You can see how we're getting into it deeper here. And, you know, once again, we just go so above and beyond for our clients. So we look forward to the three of you that take advantage of this first. You know, even if you're listening to this a little later, message us. We'll see if we can get something going. See if you're a great fit for our coaching program so we can help you go from good to great. If you love this episode, it was helpful, and you think it would help one of your friends, if you know someone who's struggling with this, please send it to them. However you do it, share it to your Facebook if that's your thing, share it to your LinkedIn, Twitter, I don't know, put a photo of it on your community bulletin board. Yeah, slap it on that MySpace, and thanks so much for tuning in. Peace out.